Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm Jess, your host and your favorite female empowerment coach. This is a safe space to speak about all things on mindset, relationships, business, sex, money, and life experiences. Get comfortable, get ready, and let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I feel like it's been a hot minute since I actually recorded a solo podcast episode. It hasn't been too long. I have just been going live on YouTube every single day for the past like 30 days in April. I set myself a challenge, but I have also been releasing more guest episodes because I just love them. And it's actually really, really hard not to release them all in one go because they're just so good. And everything that I speak about with my guests are just incredible, incredible, incredible. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to put some makeup on, do my hair a little bit, and I'm going to record a couple of episodes back to back so I have them. But how are you going? How is everyone? Like, check in with yourself. It is a time of recording this May 1st. And first of all, it is my birthday month. At the end of this month is my birthday. I'm a Gemini. I love May. I love the energy of May. Yes, I'm probably biased because it is my birthday month, but I feel it is, and this is kind of going to go into the conversation we're going to have today. I kind of feel like it's where you gauge, where am I really heading for this year? I feel like January is always a testing ground. You were always going to start to try and get rid of any perceived bad habits that you've picked up from the year before. You're also testing, like, what's going to work? Have I set these goals and intentions? Is it like too high, like too big of a leap? Do I need a strip back? And then it comes to February. And this is what I found over the past couple of years. It comes to February, you have a better gauge of who you are coming into a brand new year. And then it's like you start to practice everything. And then of course we get to end of quarter one and we really just start to do an overall view. But then I always go by April. It is the start of the astrological new year, Aries. And so for me personally, maybe you don't resonate with this, but I do. I definitely feel a shift in energy. I definitely feel like it's this rebirth of energy. And so it's kind of like transmuting everything, bringing it together. And then April is like a real start of like, you're kind of in deep now about your intentions and your goals for the year, but then you're also still figuring out. And then we get to May. And a conversation that I've been having a lot all over social media, threads, Instagram, TikTok, but also with my clients, my one-on-one clients, my mastermind clients, which by the way, the mastermind is open for application. Woman Mastery Mastermind is open. It is a 4-month mastermind. It's all about elevating your success and your fulfillment across the board in your life. So if you are a high achieving woman and you have been doing this work for a while, but you feel like you're doing it and it doesn't quite make sense why you aren't hitting those goals or why you aren't at the next level of income in your business or career, why you feel a bit stagnant in your personal relationships or your money, like you've got money flowing, it's coming in, but your abundance, you kind of feel like, why isn't it increasing? Why does it feel kind of hard? And then your overall purpose, like you're kind of tuning into it, you're a high achiever, you're ambitious, and you're going for what you want, but you feel there is something missing to get you to that next level, to bridge that gap. You don't know what that bridge the gap moment is. And this is what the mastermind is for. It's all about bridging that gap between where you are now, very successful, very ambitious, and to the version of success that you are ready. Like you can, this is really for the women, this mastermind, and what I witness from the women currently in the mastermind. You can feel it in your bones. Like you feel it in your bones, this success, whatever that version of success is for you. And so if this is resonating with you, you want the support, the accountability, the sisterhood. The best thing about Woman Mastery Mastermind are the women, the community, the healing people inside. Like that's, I've got such the biggest smile. If you're listening, you're not watching on YouTube, like I'm smiling so big right now because it is so incredible to witness the transformation, but how loving and caring each of the women inside of the mastermind is, and it's truly a space for transformation. And it's for all my high achieving women that truly are like, I'm ready now. I'm ready to jump in. I'm ready to get into the next version of myself. I'm ready to do it, minimize that gap, to stop the guesswork. Application only for the mastermind. If you want to discuss more, definitely slide into my DMs over on Instagram at justpinelli, or you can, everything's in the show notes below to be able to apply. But I've been having these conversations a lot with my clients and about where we currently are in our year. And now that it's May 1st, if you are looking around at your life, and this is the perfect like example, this episode of truly what we work on inside of the mastermind. But if you're looking around your life and you're still confused, or you still feel like there's a part of your life where you're on the hamster wheel, or you feel like, okay, I feel like I'm making progress, but if I reflect on the end, by the end of my week, or I reflect at the end of the month, like maybe now you're like listening to this, like start having a bit of reflection as I'm talking to you. Where really are you? Like drop the ego, strip it away, and just start to check in. And as you're checking in, and if you're here on YouTube, I love you. I appreciate you. I would absolutely love if you hit the thumbs up, if you hit the subscribe button. It really, really pushes out all my videos to all the other high achieving women. And if you're listening, I would appreciate if you could give it a 5-star, if you could leave a review. It means so, so much to me, honestly, to see this community of podcast listeners growing. And so as you're thinking about this, like, where am I? How am I going with my money goals? How am I going in my career? Or how's my business going? What's my clientele like? What's my product suite like? In my career, am I going for that promotion? Am I thinking bigger? Do I need to move job? My relationships? Am I feeling connected or am I feeling disconnected? Like, where am I at? Gauge where you're at right now. And if you're at some point of stagnancy, is that a word, stagnancy? It's about, these are the conversations I'm having. It's like, let's be really, really honest. Because if you are at a point now, May 1st of this year, and you aren't seeing the change you desire, or it's maybe not making sense why you're not seeing the change, because you listen to the podcast, you do the inner work, you're like, I just don't understand, like, why aren't things going in the direction that I desire? Why is it feeling like a grind to my success? Then what I'm going to be sharing with you in this podcast episode is really going to help you start to reposition your thinking and reposition what you're doing. But the first thing that I want to bring up that I think is so important, and why I've been having so many of these conversations, is you need to do the self-reflection of being really, really honest with yourself of where you currently are at right now. And are you happy with your progress? And this isn't going to stick with everyone. This isn't going to resonate with everyone, because there's going to be people who listen or watch this and they're like, yeah, I'm happy with my progress. Like, I'm still going. But aim for more. This is for the women that are like, in your soul, you know that you are destined for greatness and a magical, magical life. And you're like, you know what? I am seeing progress, but can I do more? And the answer is yes. And I don't mean yes in the burnout sense. We're not here for that. We're not here for the hustle mentality where we have to work so, 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 so hard that we're tired and we're fatigued and we're burnt out. And we get to a Sunday and all we want to do is like sleep for 20 hours. No, we're not talking about that. But it's like, can you expand your capacity to bring in more? And that's actually phase 3 of the Wool Mastery Framework. But that's what I want you to ask. You're like, are you there and can you expand? And so the question and what this episode really is going to focus on is, are you operating from a constricted energy or are you operating from an expansive energy? Two really, like, obviously, but it's not so obvious. And I'm going to go through like what that looks like. Constricted versus expansion. I see this a lot in high achieving women. I see them have a big vision and they're always operating, even though they have these ambitions, these dreams, these goals, these desires. What I see when they come and work with me is that it's from a very constricted energy. It's like, let's keep very small. And this is like easier with visuals here for all of you watching on YouTube. Let's keep very small, but let's keep pushing. I know my goals are a possibility. I know that I can reach my dreams and desires, but everything I'm doing, I'm constricting. I'm keeping myself small. I'm playing into the fears and the doubts and the what ifs it doesn't work. I am also playing into these subconscious beliefs that tell me that I can't have the success. I'm dimming my light. I'm dimming my voice, my opinion. I'm playing from a place of lack and scarcity or like really, really needy. And so, what does the expansive look like? The expansive is having that trust with yourself. This is why it's so important to work on the relationship with yourself and to work on self-trust. Because, like I always say, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, if you don't have self-trust, you will not back yourself. If you cannot back yourself in life, what do you have? Because you're just going to be running in circles, right? Trying your very hardest, but you're not backing yourself. And so this self-trust piece, an expansive piece of that is being able to know, like, this is happening for me. I'm creating knowing I'm going to be successful, but also having the, it's like this two, like double-edged sword, is that the saying of like attachment, but non-attachment. Like you're attached in the way where you can feel it in your soul and your bones, and that drives you. That's creating your vision. You're like, no matter what. And if you're resonating with this one, the expansive, the mastermind is definitely for you. But you're like, no matter what, I'm gonna make this work. No matter what I do. And like, I'll even give you an example. A couple of years ago, I was operating in my business from a very constricted place, like lack, scarcity, hustle, right? And yes, I was making progress. I was making money. I was signing on clients, but I was like, I need this. And I was very attached to the outcome. And I was adding more onto my plate all of the time because I was operating under the belief where more, if I add more work, it means I'm going to have more success, right? And that's just not true. And I was just from this constricted place. And so every week I would feel frustrated, burnt out, overwhelmed. I'd always be like, I'm stressed, I'm stressed, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. And this chaotic energy. And I just was not feeling like seeing the results that I desired. And it, to me, I was like, why? Why? I'm working so hard. I'm like doing all of the things. Like, why is this not happening? And it's because my energy was constricted. How can you bring in anything if something's constricted? It's like if you get, I don't know, a cylinder that's made of like, I don't know, but you can see the visuals now. Imagine you have a cylinder and like it's like a pipe, right? And things are flowing through, whether that's abundance, new relationships, clientele, promotion. But if you hold on and you squeeze tight onto the cylinder, like in the middle of the cylinder, you constrict the pathway to go through. So this is, again, this is where I see a lot of high achievers operate from. They have these goals and ambitions, but they're coming from such a constrictive energy that like those goals and visions actually can't come through. They cannot land into your life, right? And so I noticed this because I was feeling so burnt out and tired. I was becoming very resentful to my business. I felt that I had no time to myself. I had no time for my social life, all of that. And so switching, and this is where I want you to tap into in this expansive feeling of having the trust that like you know in your bones that you're made for this success and it's going to happen. But creating the expansive feeling means that you're tapping into things that are inspiring. You're tapping into things that excite you, the things that are fun. It's fun until it's not. I said this to a friend this morning, actually, and it was in regards to a relationship, but you can honestly apply it to any area of your life. Things are fun until they're not. And it's like, well, obviously, Jess, but how often have you stayed in a relationship or in a situation or an experience just because you're so used to it, but it's just not fun anymore? It's just not fun. It doesn't feel good energetically. It feels blah, right? And that's what I want you to remember is like, it's fun until it's not, but for the expansiveness, we want to have fun. We want to have the creation. And when you expand something, and if you're an OG listener, you'll know this. I've been saying this since 2018, expand your comfort zone. Everyone says, get out of your comfort zone. I say expand your comfort zone because your comfort zone is your nervous system. The more you expand that nervous system, this goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of this episode, you are expanding your nervous system. You're expanding your capacity to receive more. So if you're feeling more expansive, if you're feeling more open and you're operating from a place of creativity and excitement and love and gratitude, you're going to be welcoming more things because again, imagine that cylinder analogy. It's like you're not holding on tight to it. It's there's a clear pathway for things to come through. And sometimes things come through in the unexpected way. You know, the universe works in very unexpected ways sometimes. We'll ask for one thing and then it will deliver in a different way. And it's like, I didn't like really predict that's what's going to happen, but that's the beauty of it, right? Everything happens as it's meant to. And so start to think, where can you start to tap into the expansive version of yourself? And it really is like asking a question, if I have that success that I already desire, okay, let's strip it back a bit, right? Because I know that sometimes it can be really hard for our brains to actually fully, you know, the advice, right? Like embodiment. Phase two of my Will Mastery Mastermind is all about identity shifting, right? But one thing I teach, and I'm going to teach you now, is strip back so it makes it so simplified for your brain and the neurons to fire differently. Instead of looking at your long-term vision, let's say in 5 years now you're a millionaire and you bought outright your Range Rover, right? Right now, let's say you're in a bit of debt, or and like you have money still, but you still got a bit of debt and you're not saving that much, and you feel like far away, you're still in your career, but your job, but you want to go full time in your business, right? So if we use that scenario, that's where you're at, and your five year long goal is like be a multimillionaire and have that Range Rover. That leap to your brain, it may seem really, really big. And so what starts to happen if you're like already acting like I'm a millionaire and I got a Range Rover, it's probably going to be much harder for you. And then that's when the doubt starts to seep in. And that's when the self-sabotage starts to occur and continue because the brain is like, this is too hard. No, like sabotage any. So strip it back. It's like, what would it look like if you're earning $30,000 more a year or a month or whatever it is? Like, how would you be acting? Like, strip it right back until your brain can attach to something. When your brain can attach and kind of get around that belief and that visualization, then ask yourself, how am I embodying that? Like, what's the expansiveness piece of that? And this is where most people go wrong, is they try to step in, you know, let's be really drastic. Let's say you're in like $50,000 debt, you're living in a one bedroom shitty apartment in the suburbs, you don't like it, and you haven't been on dating apps, and you want to meet someone, like blah, 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 all of this, right? And that's your big vision. You need to make a stepping stone. You need to make stepping stones. And so, coming back to give some really tangible advice and something for you to go in action is the expansiveness piece is look for what's inspiring, look for what's exciting, look for more fun in your life, more creativity to create the space, the spaciousness. That's the word that I want you to associate with expansion, the spaciousness in your life. Where can you create more of that for things to come in? Because if you're always wanting a result in your business, like let's say you're wanting more clients, but every time you're showing up on your stories or you're creating content, it's like from this, I must create to go viral. I must create. This is going to make sales. And like, I've just got to post this story because if I don't post this story, no one's going to buy from me. But imagine if we tapped into a space where it's like, I'm going to create this content because I want to share this and make an impact. I'm going to create this because I'm feeling inspired right now, or I'm feeling creative right now. I'm going to reach out and have DM conversations because I'm feeling really good. And I feel like these people in my community, they're going to benefit from that with no attachment to it. Much different energy. So if you're not seeing the results that you truly desire, but you do have that vision, you do have that goal, those intentions, and you're like, it just does not make sense. Why aren't I seeing the results? This is probably why. This is probably why you're not seeing anything, because right now you're just constricted. You're constricting, you're holding that pipeline tight. Nothing can come in, when instead I want you to release. I want you to tap into your heart space. Something that's been helping me lately is EFT tapping. You can do a short version, the long version, like whatever it is, but just like tapping into how can I open my heart chakra? How can I open myself to more and feeling more and spaciousness? And when I don't feel good, where can I just break the pattern and go do something? Something I say all the time to my clients is like, just get up and shake your body. Somatic healing is very, very powerful for things like this, like quite literally create space, right? It's like if we carry around all this stagnant energy all of the time, how can we bring in new energy? We absolutely can't. So stand up, shake your body, go for a dance, sing, go for a run, go for a walk, you know, or just stop and breathe. Sometimes I just have to get out of my office and I just sit on the couch and I just like breathe. I ground myself. And so, what I want from you as we're moving forward into the rest of the year is asking yourself, how can I operate from a place of expansiveness over constricted? How can I step out of the constricted view or my constricted ways? How can I stop really, really like squeezing tight, hoping something's going to come through? How can I be more soft in my receptive energy, the right, like the femme energy? You can still have masculine energy to get shit done, but it's like, where's the space in that? And I think whenever you are doing something, ask yourself, am I expanding right now or am I constricting right now? And be very, very honest with yourself. And if that answer comes up as constricted, stop. Change the thing you're doing or stop completely, have a breath, and then do it from another way. I hope this has helped. I hope this is like giving you a little bit of inspiration to kind of for the rest of the year, really, or whenever you're listening to this, of thinking like how you can operate in your career, business, life, relationships, money, how you can really just have that energy shift when you're very, very conscious about how you're operating in your life. But I appreciate every single one of you. I will see you in the next episode. Just speak soon. Bye.